This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Netflix reported earnings the other day, about which two things. Number one, founder and CEO Reed Hastings says he is not interested in providing an ad-supported version of that service. Said he, there is no easy money there. Number two, U.S. subscriber numbers didn't grow as fast as the company had hoped. Hello, Apple TV Plus and Disney Plus and all the other new streaming options out there. Netflix did talk a lot about its new show, The Witcher, it's called. The company says the medieval fantasy is its most watched debut ever. But as Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reports, the way Netflix is adding up those views could be a fantasy all its own.
The Witcher starts with Henry Cavill and his chiseled jaw battling a gurgling swamp monster. According to Netflix, 76 million households watched, at least this far. Netflix counts people who watched the first 2 minutes of the show as viewers, so if you moved on to something else, you still boosted Netflix's ratings. Courtney Williams is with Parrot Analytics.
That two-minute period is enough of an indicator for them to be very clear indication of people completing it. So they don't have to go all the way through. They know with the 2 minutes what that means.
In medieval times, when TV shows were beholden to advertisers, ratings measured who watched entire shows. But Netflix is commercial-free and doesn't need to convince advertisers. Carnegie Mellon professor Pedro Ferreira says, with so many shows craving our attention, sticking around for 2 minutes, that's a lot.
There's just too much competition. As a consumer, you know very well that if you don't like the first 30 seconds or 1 minute, you can just move on to the next one.
But Netflix still has investors who want to know who kept watching. Tim Hanlon is the CEO of Vertir, a media advisory investment group.
It is proverbially grading one's own homework. And I mean, there has to be a bit more transparency.
Netflix probably knows how many people actually finished The Witcher, but unless investors press for some more details, we never will. I'm Jasmine Garz for Marketplace.